So let's move on now and talk about another important issue in practice, offering the option to discontinue TKI therapy for patients with a prolonged major molecular response, and also the specific issue of patients, both men and women, who wish to conceive a child. Wendy, why don't you begin?
I think these are really, really difficult questions, and I think the data are emerging. I think we're about to talk about those data. But at this moment, I have a very difficult time recommending, even in my patients in long-term remission, discontinuation without entry into some sort of clinical trial, because I think that the data, as we're about to talk about, are somewhat emerging, that it may not be as easy to discontinue. And it depends very much on very, very careful, exquisitely sensitive monitoring to make sure that it's safe and that people are actually not progressing with discontinuation. So I think at this point, I have not yet recommended it. It is interesting, several of my patients have conceived while on drug without telling me that they were about to do so. And there have been series reported of patients having successful pregnancies on imatinib, for sure. We don't recommend it. It happens. And so far, in my three patients that I've taken care of who have done this without my recommendation to go forward, the babies were delivered without any problem. But this is not something that is clear yet either. And so I find this a very difficult area, and it's hard to recommend what exactly to do at this time. So you have to have a very careful discussion with your patient.
But just to be clear, have you actually stopped a woman on treatment to allow her to have a child?
I have not done that, no.
David, do you do that?
Well, not willingly, but sometimes people are so desperate to have a child.
You advise strongly against it.
So I advise strongly against it, but, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. So I have stopped it in a few patients and monitored them very closely with monthly RT-PCRs and regular visits. And then if the PCR started rising, started pegylated interferon.
So, Hagop, do you do this or do you strongly recommend not to do it?
I recommend not to do it, but I do it. Let me give you the scenario. So I'm uncomfortable with the discontinuation strategies because, to me, they are an extreme form of non-compliance. So I do not recommend stopping the treatment. I also worry that while most of the molecular relapses happen in the first year or two, there could be 5% of the patients who could be harmed 10 years down the road because they could develop a sudden transformation when they are not being monitored properly. Now, when do I do it? I would do it, the only exception would be a young woman who wants to become pregnant. So then if I can tuck her safely into a solid molecular negative state, PCR negative for more than a year, then I'm willing to hold the treatment, have her become pregnant, deliver the baby, and then restart. I think it can be done reasonably safely. Wendy mentioned women who get pregnant on the TKIs. I think the data is that even when you stop imatinib in these patients, there were 125 babies and three of them had a syndrome of eye, skeletal, and kidney malformation. So you have to stop the TKI. And we have no data with the second generation or the newer TKI. So if a woman gets pregnant on a TKI, I believe it should be stopped, although I would not recommend an abortion.
So, Doug, I'm curious what your approach is outside a trial setting, stopping in a woman who wants to get pregnant. And what about men who would like to conceive?
Yeah, I have a couple of fascinating cases of women who have wanted to get pregnant very strongly. They've elected to stop their medicine, one of whom was PCR positive near the major molecular response level. 21 months, she remained stable. She carried a healthy pregnancy and wanted to breastfeed for a while and the whole bit. So she eventually did show change and she went back on TKI and she's responded. That's one interesting case of someone that can remain very stable with detectable disease throughout the whole time. That's one of the things that we're learning about with discontinuation is that it's not clear really how to discontinue, how to really monitor, and what to do when you see some small changes, because patients will hover around undetectability in and out of our practice on TKI as well as off TKI. At least there's been some suggestion that that's true in small numbers of patients on discontinuation trials.
How about men?
Again, I have recommended that they not father a child while taking TKIs as well. So yeah, there's the conception, and then there's the idea of carrying a pregnancy while taking a drug daily, completely recommended. So men that want to father a child, I've not wanted them to be on TKI at the time.
Interesting. Wendy?
Well, I've had a few discussions about this too, and in a couple of cases what I've done is I've discontinued in those patients who are in molecular remission for short periods of time to allow conception to occur, and that's happened quite successfully
with men,
and then restarted the TKI immediately. But during the period where they're trying to conceive, I've told them not to take the drug, or you can do sperm banking. In one case, we did that for a couple of other reasons, actually, but stopped the TKI several weeks later, did sperm banking, and started the TKI. And later that patient ended up, his wife conceived via artificial insemination.
I have a different view. I think with men, it doesn't matter at all. We've had dozens of pregnancies of partners of men, and they've all been normal. In fact, I can recall about 30 to 40 such babies. So in men, I don't worry. I don't ask them to stop the TKI. If their partners become pregnant, so be it. But I don't stop the TKI in men.
I never thought about breastfeeding, though. What are you doing?
It does get into the milk, so I do not recommend breastfeeding.
Charlie, how do you approach this?
With females, about the same. You know, they can relapse, and it's just 9 months, and some of them don't, and you can reinduce them. So if they're responders, it's not desirable, but it's safe. The data on men that it's a danger was always much, much less compelling. And I'm comfortable, in fact, with letting them try. I've had one person, he was continually negative and went for 8-10 years, and one of the options, and this guy was stopping anyway, so I let him stop, and they tried to conceive, and actually, they couldn't, and he relapsed and is back on TKI.